is the same truth that will heal all situations. So in the beginning, you look like you're dissatisfied over here, so this is where you're not accepting.
Okay,
but it looks like you're totally satisfied over here, and that's okay, because if you're satisfied with what you have, that's how you know you just received something from God. That's how you know you just received something from love. So if you're satisfied, that's great.
It hasn't been back there, honey.
Was some of that startling? Was it very different from how you've been taught to think about it?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That's why, if there's a great possibility, it might be the truth.
Yeah.
It really, that's what affected me about the Course in Miracles. It really, even though sometimes I had such resistance to the same things I would hear, I could not deny that it really was seeing something really different. And so there was a possibility this might work, because it really wasn't just the same thing I heard before being rehashed another way.
See, what I love is that you don't have to believe it. That's my favorite part.
Not having to believe it is an essential prerequisite to being able to do the course. Shirley, if I threw the bag. I love you. Hi. Yeah. It's okay. That's all right. You rattled that bag as much as I wanted you to rattle that bag. My dream.
Seems like so much of what we learned, especially in my Christian upbringing, was humility was about settling for less. It was like, be humble. Don't mind if you don't get much.
And that has produced the perception of the world that we're in. So we've had a chance to see what that belief produces.
Yeah.
That's what's so cool about where we are on the spiritual path. Don't you see?
Yes.
That you don't have to worry about does the old way work. You tried the old way over and over and over and over and over and over and over. You're living in a world that's the result of being taught that humility is self-debasement. We already know what that does. You live in a world where it's natural to blame everybody else for what you're going through. You live in a world where people think they're separate and different from each other. You live in a world where people think they're afraid of you. So he's basically saying, you've already seen the result of that thought. You've seen the result of choosing for littleness. Now, how do you know God did not will that you go through this? Well, the way you know that God didn't give it to you is you're not satisfied with it. So not being satisfied is a natural reaction to receiving something less than what you deserve. So just take peace in your dissatisfaction for a minute, so God can come through. So here is the wrap up. All right. So just kind of let yourself listen to my voice. Not mind closing your eyes and listening to my voice. The ego is saying, well, what am I to do? What am I to do? What am I to do? Choose, which is another way of saying decide. Make a decision. Don't worry about how that decision is going to be acted out. Don't worry about how that decision is going to manifest. Don't worry about how the decision is going to manifest. Don't worry about how the choice is going to manifest. Don't worry about, don't be concerned about how the choice is going to be acted out. Don't be concerned with that. Choose for glory. Choose for magnitude. Choose. Don't be satisfied with littleness. choose it and you won't have peace because you are judging yourself as not deserving what you really deserve. So if you feel dissatisfied, it is a witness to how much you love yourself. You love yourself too much to be satisfied with less than what you deserve. There's no form of littleness that's going to ever satisfy you. There's no form of what's less than what you deserve that's going to ever satisfy you. It's essential that you be glad that there's no way that you're going to ever try to fool yourself that's going to ever work. There's no plan you can ever come up with that can really keep you away from your happiness. There is no plan that you can really come up with that could ever keep you away from your ultimate satisfaction. There is nothing that could ever stop you from reaching the happiness and the peace and the joy that is your natural state, that is what you deserve. You will only be content in magnitude. That's your home. Greatness is your home. Grandeur is your home. You are great. You are magnificent. You are magnitude. You are unlimited. You are unlimited. You are magnitude. You are magnificent. You are glorious. You are glorious, and you will never be satisfied with anything less than being recognized as glorious. So anything that you're in, that you're unhappy in, that's nothing but your recognition that you are not giving yourself what you deserve in that moment, because you deserve more peace than what you're giving. You deserve more appreciation than what you're receiving. And you will not be satisfied less with less than what you know you deserve. That's a sign of waking up. You are 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 waking up. I know it doesn't always look like you thought it would. I know it doesn't always feel like what you thought it would. But you are in the perfect place at the perfect time, expressing yourself in the perfect way for you in this moment. The way you are expressing yourself, the way you feel right now, no matter what you're thinking right now, but no matter what's in your mind, whether you're daydreaming or whatever, or feeling the spirit, doesn't matter. Whatever you're doing right now is perfect for this moment right now. You are 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 perfect the way you are for this moment right now. You are perfect the way you are for this moment right now. You are perfect the way you are for this moment right now. You are perfect just the way you are for this moment right now. You are perfect for being just the way you are right now. However you are is perfect for this moment right now. And if it's anything about the way you are right now that you don't like, that's great. That just means you're being dissatisfied with having less than what you know you deserve. And you win too, and you win too, and you win too, and you win too, and you win too. If you're dissatisfied, you win too. You're doing great. You're doing great. You're doing wonderfully. You progressed a lot. You're doing the best you can. You're doing great. You're doing wonderfully. You're perfect. You're perfect. You're perfect for this moment right now.